Wednesday Night Sports Fight.
Sensation of Wembley from Sunderland.
Extra. Welcome to the Wednesday Night Sports Bite Extra podcast.
We love Wednesday Night Sports Bites.
This is obviously something that we are going to put in as a new sweeper, isn't it?
This is happening.
It's actually
We can't fight it.
So today we are going to be discussing all the latest books action from yesterday's games. Josh is going to be doing the scores. Do I need to introduce yourself? Do you think people know us by now?
Well,
Matty,
I think
what's your name, Matty?
Yeah.
What do you call?
My name's Matty.
Where are you from?
Middlesbrough.
How old are you?
20.
Do you have any pets?
Yes, I have a turtle named Raymond.
What's your favourite colour? He's a turtle named Raymond?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah,
that is the greatest thing I've ever heard. Do you like tie a balloon to it and let it just like wander around the living room?
I do let him wander around the living room. We are going absolutely off the boil here. What a start to the show. Josh, give me them scores.
Reese is just dying in the corner of the studio here.
We have got someone with a cold in the studio.
If anybody would like to ring an ambulance, that would be nice.
Anyway, my God,
classified was... check.
We were beaten in every single result that we have. The badminton, Sheffield women's first beat Sunderland women's first 8-0. In the basketball that Reese went to, the men's first were beaten 93-63 by Edinburgh men's first. Leeds Beckett men's thirds beat Sunderland men's seconds 123-39. An absolute wallop in there.
They got stokered.
They did.
Well and truly.
He's got himself another
featuring
mention.
Featuring on the show every week.
He's loving it.
In the football, Sheffield men's first 4, Sunderland men's first 2. I've done a matty there. And
poor you.
Sunderland men's seconds are away to Leeds Trinity men's seconds, and they were beaten 3-1. In the hockey, Durham men's fifths beat Sunderland men's first 17-0. Another
also getting stokered.
And the rugby union, Sunderland men's first 5, Leeds men's fourths 21. Matty, you were at that game.
Yeah, very disappointing cup match for the Sunderland rugby team. But we might discuss that.
There's been a bit of a debate over the scores. We've had three different sources. Yeah, I mean, we've gone with Matty's. We're not sure how true it is.
If it is wrong, it is his fault.
Technically, you're not going with my score, with the manager. Before I interviewed him, I said, look, mate, what was the score?
Look, mate.
Because, you know, I'm not the biggest rugby enthusiast. I just about know, you know, tries. But I couldn't really see if the conversions were going in, to be honest. No one was celebrating. So I didn't know. I thought, that's gone in, but no one was celebrating. Yeah, back to the scores.
Offside.
And
yeah.
The final one, another defeat for Sunderland as Leeds men's fifths walked over Sunderland men's seconds because we couldn't get a team. And that is your classified results.
It's just thank you, Josh.
Can I go home now?
No.
No, we're going to be talking a bit about this Poirier letter.
Yeah, your breakup.
I know.
Yeah, we'd like to make that.
He wants us back.
Back to the
back for good.
Oh, come on, guys. Let's get on this right.
Back to
no
the
more
books.
Turtle talk.
Serious talk. Real talk. Reese, you were at the basketball last night. We didn't get to talk about it on the show last night. What did you make of Sunderland?
Yeah, Sunderland hosting Edinburgh men's firsts in the basketball yesterday. In the Bucks Trophy, they've already been relegated out of the actual Bucks League. So you know they've got one game left to play and 6 points behind the teams above them outside of the relegation zone, so they have been confirmed that they will be going down next season, and this was somewhat of a last thing to play for them this season. They had a dramatic overtime stoppage time victory, whatever you call it, over Glasgow in the last round, and we're looking to make it 2 wins out of 2 in 2 rounds against Scottish opponents. But usually when I go to watch the Sunderland men's first, it's always a case of they get too intimidated in around the basket. They can equal their opponents in terms of play but never just quite put the chances away. But this time I really just thought Edinburgh were better. You know, they were just a class above.
I think I'll have to go back to the basketball, because when I went, they were quality.
You saw the men's thirds, I think.
Oh, yeah, it was, yeah.
But, yeah, every time I've been to see the men's first, they've ended up losing, which isn't... Wait, I don't know. I think the only team I seem to have a positive effect on is the volleyball. I've never seen them lose yet, the Team Gino. But, yeah, no, so they're out of the books trophy, as well as a confirmed relegation, so not a great season really for the Sunderland men's first basketball team.
No. Now, Matty, we sent you to the rugby again because you had such a good time last time at the 5-0, so we thought, why not send you back?
Yeah, this time it was a cup game. I went to see them 3 weeks ago, and it was a very scrappy performance then. It was a very defensive performance, and I mean, bit different yesterday when I went to watch the cup game. The Sunderland were playing a Leeds team who were in a few leagues above them, so it was always going to be a uphill battle. And that proven in the end, at the end, Sunderland only getting the one try. But when I spoke to the manager after the game, he said he was proud. I think it was the furthest they've gone in the cup in recent years for the university. So there's nothing to be ashamed of. And with the season, most book season leagues coming to an end now, the top of the table, one game left. So I'm sure that they're going to see it out with a victory against Teesside, I believe. And at the end of the day, the cup probably wasn't the priority this season. Winning the league, and they can be happy with what's gone down this season. So, Josh, we're going to move on to a bit more Sunderland news now.
Yeah, we didn't send you to a game yesterday because you had to deal with your personal life.
I know.
the breakup with Gustavo.
I know, yeah. We've all Sunderland fans, we've just received a letter today saying basically...
So is this coming in the post to you?
No, I think it's just on
the website right
now. No, I'm not actually getting
sending
a
text.
handwritten letter through the post.
Soz, we ain't been too good, LOL. Kiss, hug, kiss.
And no, he was just saying how much he wanted the job when he first came, and that... the way we started, like the fans were right behind him, trip to Wembley, he just wants that back sort of thing.
I was loving his mention of successful performances over our biggest rivals.
Yep. Yeah. Well, thanks, of course you're going to mention that, aren't
you? Well,
yes.
Yeah,
it's the only thing we've got to cling on to. But now, I was saying to Matty earlier, it's a bit like a bit of a love letter. He's broken up with us and now he wants us back.
Well, I read the posts on social media of a few Sunderland fans, you know, posting this up and saying, oh, fair play to him. But, you know, then I read it and it didn't look like he was making any point whatsoever. You know,
he's trying to climb out of the hole.
It doesn't take away the fact that he plays lopsided tactics, you know, two wingers on one side and none on the other. And
I think someone was saying we won 6 games at home this last calendar year.
Yeah, that, I can't remember who said it, but yeah, I think that's about right.
Well, you look at the run in the FA Cup, I think after that Bradford game, that was it. A lot of the fans went, we would have had Leeds, Fulham, Bradford, and then we would have had Reading at home.
Well, you can't. Not necessarily, because, you know, the numbers kind of change for alphabetical order and stuff. And to be fair, if it was Sunderland, you know, if you got to the quarterfinals, you would have got Reading at home, because that's like, I mean, you got lucky enough getting Fulham and Bradford and this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
You know,
it wasn't lucky getting Bradford in the end.
You can't just write Reading off. They've got Yakubu up front. You know what I'm saying? That's a guaranteed hat-trick.
Yak attack.
He's back. Feed the yak. That wasn't meant to rhyme that much.
Love it. No, he was cracking goal that he scored against Derby as well, actually. Yeah, I remember he scored quite a few goals for your borough, didn't he?
He turned slower than them ships in the thing, doesn't he? But he's off. He scores goals.
He's had a decent career, to be honest with you. And
he did all right.
Portsmouth
scorer. He scores goals wherever he goes, Everton, to be fair. Portsmouth.
How do you pronounce his surname? Like
Ayigbeni.
Ayigbeni.
I don't know which one. Is Yakubu his first name?
Yakubu Ayigbeni. Ayigbeni Yakubu. It's the same with like Park Ji-sung. Ji-sung Park, which is the right way. You can never really tell. But yes. What now?
we sort of ran out of things to talk about because it was such a...
thrilling week of books action.
There was not much action to talk about, and the action that was to talk about was very disappointing for Sunderland. I mean, we need to check where they are in the overall tables.
Near the bottom, I think
it's still fourth bottom, I think last time I checked.
Yeah, 85 universities, and they're about 81st, somewhere around there.
I'll give you this, Josh, because you like were so rude to all ignore me yesterday when I tweeted in. You know, like you're saying that Poyet might be leaving. Who would you actually want to come in if that happened?
There's not really
realistically.
Anyone at the minute,
I mean, obviously, there's like looking at people who are available. There's
who would the caretaker be?
Kevin Ball. Well, maybe not. I don't know. They usually give it to Kevin Ball.
Just get Ricky Sprazier back in.
he was decent. I don't know. There's been lots of rumours going around, hasn't there? But people saying Sam Allardyce. Why he'd want to leave West Ham for us, I do not know.
Paul Lambert.
No.
Roy Keane to come back.
Someone was saying Klinsmann. He's USA manager, isn't he?
You'll end up going for probably your championship manager again. That's what you know.
Exactly.
The lower league ones.
Eddie Howe. Why would he want to come to us, Bournemouth?
Yeah, he looks like he's got a pretty, exciting.
That's good. I'm not having that. No need that.
Probably have to wrap it up now, opening before but Matty kills me in the corner of the studio.
Yeah, let's call it a day there. Thanks for tuning in,
as always.
And we hope that you can join us next week when we talk about more thrilling books action.
Wednesday Night Sports Fight.
Sensation at Wembley from Sunderland.
Extra.